USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What the president was saying is that, like past presidents, he could choose to ignore this crisis, choose to ignore this emergency, as others have, but that's not what he's going to do.
That senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, defending the president's decision to declare a national emergency at the southern border with Mexico. Miller says Congress provided presidents with these types of emergency powers.
What the president was saying is that, like past presidents, he could choose to ignore this crisis, choose to ignore this emergency, as others have, but that's not what he's going to do.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says there will be severe consequences if Venezuela's president moves against the nation's opposition leader. The Florida Republican was at Colombia's border with Venezuela yesterday, where the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro is refusing to allow humanitarian aid into his country. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Teachers in Oakland, California are now set to go on strike this Thursday. The Oakland Education Association voting over the weekend to authorize the strike, as teachers are demanding a 12% pay raise over the next 3 years. The NASCAR season's underway with yesterday's 61st running of the Daytona 500, won by Denny Hamlin. His teammate Kyle Busch came in second. The race ended with a massive crash involving about two dozen of the vehicles. Third place finisher Eric Jones says he was able to get out of the crash and continue on with racing.
Still pretty good after the damage. It looks really tore up, but it went down the straightaway really good. So the Sport Clips Camry was pretty quick all day. I think had we not had our issue and had to pit, we could have been right up there with Kyle and Denny for the remainder of the race.
A Florida sixth grader is facing misdemeanor charges when he wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, the 11-year-old saying he feels the flag is racist. And this is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Snow now falling on millions of Americans as a winter storm is sweeping across the Midwest towards New England. Most areas from Iowa to Massachusetts are going to get about 4 inches of snow or less, though some places could get as much as half a foot or even a little bit more. Oil prices are higher than they've been since November, and with a look at the latest gasoline prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens, who says the national average has climbed 4 cents in a week to $2.32 a gallon.
That $2.32 is the highest level for gasoline in the last 2 months. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains the factors regarding that increase.
Last week, the price of oil jumped to $55 a barrel on some bullish optimism surrounding a U.S.-China trade deal, as well as because of the ongoing turmoil in Venezuela, which is derailing some heavy crude oil from flowing to the United States.
And a Florida couple very grateful when a jail inmate who knows how to break into cars comes to their rescue. You see, a man buckled his year-old daughter into her car seat over the weekend in Newport Richey, north of Tampa. When he closed the door, he realized the keys were on the front seat of the SUV and the doors were locked. His wife says a group of inmates doing road work nearby rushed over to help, and one of them used a coat hanger to unlock the door in just a couple of minutes, with deputies supervising. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.